here's a story from The World.
Just in case you're not following the World Cup, a shocking moment earlier today. The announcer saying, God, God, God in Arabic after Saudi Arabia took a 2-1 lead over soccer powerhouse Argentina. The score held and the Saudis won. An historic moment of triumph for Saudi Arabia, an historic moment of despair for Argentina. The South American soccer dynamo came in as one of the favorites to win this World Cup. Now it faces an uphill battle just to qualify for the next round. The team is powered by global superstar Lionel Messi. He's now 35, and this may be his last chance to capture the one soccer honor that's eluded him. Reporter Alain Ruiz Terol has this profile of Messi from Barcelona, where the soccer icon spent most of his career.
On a summer night, 17 years ago, my father took me to see a soccer game at Camp Nou, FC Barcelona Stadium. On the pitch, wearing the Barcelona red and blue shirt, was a skinny 18-year-old with long, shaggy hair. His name was Lionel Messi.
Messi's getting forward on the left. He picked out by Iniesta. Here is Messi. Messi into the area, cuts back inside. Twists and turns, fantastic from Messi, and the cross for Larsson.
He was fast, brilliant, skillful, and daring. On the opposing side was the Italian champion, Juventus. One of the best defensive teams on the planet still struggled to stop that young lad. I remember the excitement every time Messi had the ball, the sense of possibility. That day, Barcelona fans fell in love with him and rejoiced in what they had witnessed, but especially in what was to come. Playing for Barcelona, Messi became a soccer legend, winning gold trophies at the club level and a record 7 Ballon d'Or, the biggest individual prize in the sport. The story of how Messi left Argentina at age 13 to play for Barcelona is the stuff of legend. One of its protagonists is soccer agent Horacio Gaggioli. I meet with him at a cafe of a tennis club, the very same place where he got Messi his first contract with Barcelona, famously signed on a napkin. Also an Argentine, Gaggioli was very close to Messi during his teen years.
Él pasó tiempos muy malos. La mamá se tuvo que volver a Argentina porque los otros hijos se fueron. Se separó la familia.
Messi had a very hard time, he says. His mother went back to Argentina. The family separated. Messi also had to inject his legs every day to treat a growth hormone disorder. Career-wise, though, migrating paid off. Messi joined one of the world's finest soccer academies and grew up surrounded with other great players.
Jugaban de memoria y alrededor suyo tenía jugadores de tan alto nivel.
His teammates were so good, he says, that they would often serve Messi goals on a platter, so he just had to notch the ball inside the net. But playing for Argentina was a different story. At Barcelona Stadium, I meet Martin Flores, an Argentine soccer fan.
Y por ahí Messi como que nunca se sintió cómodo. Perdimos varias finales, como que se lo criticaba mucho y él no estaba cómodo.
For years, he says, Messi didn't feel comfortable playing for the national team and was heavily criticized.
Se notó, viste, un cambio muy importante de Messi y ahora vos ves cómo grita los goles, festeja igual que en Barcelona. Y eso es
Things have now changed. When he scores for Argentina, he celebrates like when he was at Barcelona. A turning point came last year with the Copa America, his first major trophy with Argentina, which meant he too could lead his country to international glory, like Pelé for Brazil, Cristiano Ronaldo for Portugal, or Maradona, Argentina's last soccer hero. Now, Messi has one last chance to win the biggest trophy of all, and soccer fans from around the world are riveted, like José Alberto Ábalos and Aleida Campos, visiting the Barcelona Stadium from Mexico.
How do you feel being Mexican and being in the same group as Argentina and being being a fan of Messi?
A little bit scary, but I'm excited to see him play.
We share the sentiment with other countries or people that even though our country is against Argentina, I really want Messi to win this World Cup because he deserves it, because football owes Messi this World Cup.
Winning the World Cup with Argentina would make for a perfect redemption story. But great stories don't always have perfect ends, as proven by Messi's own departure from Barcelona a year ago.
Bueno, buen día. La verdad que no sé si voy a poder hablar.
Fighting back tears, he gave a final press conference. Years of mismanagement meant Barcelona could no longer afford to retain the most expensive player in the world. It came as a shock, even for him.
Pero creo que no lo hubiese imaginado de esta manera. Me hubiese gustado hacerlo con gente en el campo.
I would have imagined a different farewell, he said, at the stadium, with a crowd. Messi moved to Paris to play for PSG, and after a difficult year, he is back in great shape just in time for the World Cup. Sports journalist Guillem Balaguer, author of Messi's official biography, says that even if he loses, he will still be the best.
Those that have been born in the last 30 years, 40 years, 50 years even, will think that they haven't seen anything better.
But the story, he says, could still take a last twist.
And then when the next World Cup gets closer, let's see where he is. And let's see if he gets invited to the national side. So this may not be the last World Cup.
For the world, I'm Alan Rusterol in Barcelona.
From PRX.